Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Episode 2, Ownership and Title. Introduction. Understanding the forms of ownership in real estate is crucial for anyone involved in buying, selling, or managing property. This knowledge not only aids in making informed decisions, but also in anticipating the legal and financial implications of these decisions. In real estate law, ownership is categorized into several forms, each with its unique set of rules and characteristics. Among these, joint tenancy, tenancy in common, and tenancy by the entirety stand out as the most prevalent. These forms of ownership differ primarily in terms of the rights of the co-owners, the transferability of interest, and the protection offered against creditors. Joint tenancy. Joint tenancy is a form of co-ownership where each tenant or owner has an equal share and interest in the property. A defining characteristic of joint tenancy is the right of survivorship. This means that upon the death of one tenant, their interest in the property automatically passes to the surviving tenants, bypassing the deceased's estate and the usual probate process. This feature makes joint tenancy an attractive option for individuals who wish to ensure that their share of the property directly transfers to the co-owners upon their death without being entangled in legal proceedings or affected by wills or inheritance laws. The four unities. The creation and maintenance of a joint tenancy require the adherence to four fundamental principles known as the four unities. Unity of possession. All joint tenants hold an equal right to possess and use the entire property. No individual tenant has a claim to any specific portion of the property, emphasizing the collective ownership. Unity of interest. Each tenant must have an equal interest in the property. This interest must be identical in nature, extent, and duration. Unity of time. All joint tenants must acquire their interest in the property at the same time. This simultaneous acquisition ensures that no tenant has a senior or preferential claim. Unity of title. The title to the property must be acquired through the same transaction or instrument, further reinforcing the equal standing of all tenants. The strict requirements for the four unities underscore the legal framework's effort to ensure fairness and equality among joint tenants. However, these same requirements also mean that joint tenancy can be easily disrupted. For instance, if one tenant sells or transfers their interest, the joint tenancy is broken, and a tenancy in common is formed among the remaining tenants and the new owner. Tenancy in common. Unlike joint tenancy, tenancy in common does not feature the right of survivorship. Instead, each tenant holds an individual, divisible interest in the property, which can be sold, transferred, or bequeathed independently of the other tenants. This form of ownership offers flexibility, as the shares do not have to be equal. Tenants can own different proportions of the property based on their contribution or agreement. Flexibility and implications. The absence of the right of survivorship means that upon the death of a tenant in common, their interest in the property becomes part of their estate and is subject to inheritance laws. This characteristic makes tenancy in common a more suitable option for investors or unrelated parties pooling resources to buy property, as it allows for individual control over their share. However, the flexibility of tenancy in common also introduces potential complications, especially in managing the property or deciding on its sale. Since each tenant can dispose of their share independently, disagreements can arise, leading to legal disputes or the forced partition of the property. Tenancy by the entirety. Tenancy by the entirety is a special form of co-ownership reserved exclusively for married couples. Similar to joint tenancy, it features the right of survivorship, ensuring that the property automatically transfers to the surviving spouse upon the death of the other. However, tenancy by the entirety offers additional protections, particularly against the creditors of one spouse. Protection against creditors. One of the most significant advantages of tenancy by the entirety is that creditors of one spouse cannot claim against the property to satisfy debts unless the debt is joint. This protection stems from the legal view that both spouses, in tenancy by the entirety, are considered a single legal entity. Consequently, individual creditors cannot disrupt the ownership or force the sale of the property to recover debts, providing a layer of financial security for the couple. Unique characteristics. Tenancy by the entirety also requires the presence of the four unities, with the addition of a fifth element, unity of person. This unity acknowledges the married couple as a single legal entity, reinforcing the indivisible nature of their ownership. Importantly, tenancy by the entirety can only be terminated by mutual agreement, divorce, death of one spouse, or joint action by the spouses that disrupts one of the unities. Conclusion. In conclusion, the choice between joint tenancy, tenancy in common, and tenancy by the entirety depends on the co-owner's specific circumstances, objectives, and relationship. Each form of ownership offers a unique set of rights, responsibilities, and protections tailored to accommodate different co-ownership arrangements. Understanding these distinctions is crucial for anyone involved in real estate transactions, estate planning, or property management, ensuring informed decisions that align with their legal and financial goals. Introduction. The concepts of title theory and lien theory represent two fundamental legal frameworks governing the relationship between borrowers and lenders in the context of real estate mortgages. These theories determine who holds the title to a property when a mortgage is in place and have profound implications for both parties involved, especially when it comes to enforcing rights through foreclosure. Understanding the differences between these theories is crucial for anyone navigating the real estate market, whether they are buying a home, investing in property, or working within the legal and financial sectors of real estate. Title theory explained. Title theory operates under the premise that the lender holds the title to the mortgaged property until the borrower has fully repaid the loan. This concept signifies a transfer of ownership to the lender, albeit temporarily, to secure the loan. The borrower is granted what is known as equitable title, which signifies the right to obtain full legal title upon satisfying the debt obligation. Implications for borrowers. Under title theory, the borrower does not hold legal title to the property during the term of the loan. This situation places significant power in the hands of the lender, as the absence of legal title affects the borrower's ability to make unilateral decisions regarding the property. For example, borrowers may face restrictions on their ability to sell or further encumber the property without the lender's consent. Furthermore, because the lender holds legal title, the process for the lender to foreclose on the property in the event of default can be more straightforward and expedited compared to lien theory jurisdictions. Foreclosure process in title theory states. In states adhering to title theory, foreclosure proceedings can be initiated by the lender without the need for extensive court involvement, known as non-judicial foreclosure. Since the lender already holds the title, the process to dispossess the borrower of the property is administratively simpler. However, this does not mean borrowers are without protection. Title theory states have mechanisms in place, such as the right to redemption, allowing borrowers to reclaim their property by paying off the debt within a certain period after foreclosure. Lien theory explained. Conversely, lien theory maintains that the borrower retains legal title to the property while the mortgage simply serves as a lien against it. The lien is a legal right granted to the lender to secure the debt, providing the lender with a claim against the property if the borrower defaults on the loan. This arrangement underscores the borrower's ownership and control over the property, despite the debt obligation. Implications for borrowers. Holding legal title offers the borrower greater autonomy over the property compared to title theory. Borrowers can make decisions about the property, such as selling or leasing it, without needing the lender's direct involvement, provided that the mortgage's terms are not violated. However, the lien serves as a cloud on the title, meaning the property cannot be transferred free and clear until the mortgage is paid off or otherwise satisfied. Foreclosure process in lien theory states. In lien theory states, foreclosure typically requires judicial intervention, meaning the lender must file a lawsuit and obtain a court order to foreclose on the property. This process, known as judicial foreclosure, can be time-consuming and costly for the lender. For borrowers, it provides an opportunity to contest the foreclosure in court, potentially offering more time to rectify the default or negotiate with the lender. Judicial foreclosure also serves as a public, legal validation of the lender's right to foreclose, ensuring that borrowers' rights are considered throughout the process. Comparative analysis. The fundamental difference between title theory and lien theory lies in who holds the legal title during the mortgage term and the implications this has on the foreclosure process. Title theory's framework facilitates a more straightforward path for lenders to reclaim the property in case of default, reflecting a legal tradition that prioritizes the lender's security interest. On the other hand, lien theory emphasizes the borrower's ownership rights, offering a degree of protection and control over the property that is not present in title theory jurisdictions. Rights of borrowers and lenders. Both theories attempt to balance the rights of borrowers and lenders, albeit in ways that reflect different legal philosophies. Title theory leans in favor of lender protections, ensuring that the lender has tangible security for the loan provided. Lien theory, conversely, aligns with borrower protections, upholding the borrower's property rights and control until the law mandates otherwise through a judicial foreclosure process. Conclusion. Understanding the distinctions between title theory and lien theory is paramount for navigating the legal landscape of real estate ownership and mortgage lending. These theories not only influence the relationship between borrowers and lenders, but also affect broader real estate practices, including selling, leasing, and developing property. As real estate continues to be a cornerstone of personal wealth and investment portfolios, the legal underpinnings of property ownership and mortgage security remain critical areas of knowledge for professionals and consumers alike. In essence, the choice between title theory and lien theory reflects a jurisdiction's legal stance on balancing the interests of lenders against the rights of property owners, a balance that has significant implications for the real estate market and the broader economy. Introduction to acquiring title. Acquiring title to property is a fundamental aspect of real estate transactions, representing the legal process through which an individual or entity becomes the recognized owner of a piece of land, building, or both. The concept of title encompasses not just the physical possession of property, but the bundle of rights associated with ownership, including the right to use, lease, sell, or bequeath the property. Title acquisition can occur through various means, each governed by specific legal principles and procedures. Common pathways include purchase, where title is transferred from seller to buyer, inheritance, where title passes through legal succession, and gift, where title is transferred without consideration. The role of deeds in transferring title. A deed is a legal document that facilitates the transfer of title from one party to another. It is the cornerstone of most real estate transactions, serving as the official record that the property ownership has been transferred. For a deed to be considered valid and legally binding, it must meet several requirements. Identification of parties. The deed must clearly identify the grantor, seller, and the grantee, buyer. Legal capacity. The parties involved must have the legal capacity to transfer and receive the property. Consideration. While not always monetary, the deed must state the consideration or value exchanged for the property transfer. Description of property. A detailed and accurate description of the property being transferred is essential. Granting clause. This clause officially transfers the property from the grantor to the grantee. Signatures. The deed must be signed by the grantor and, in some jurisdictions, witnessed or notarized. Types of deeds. Different types of deeds offer varying levels of protection and guarantees to the buyer. Warranty deed. This type provides the greatest protection, guaranteeing that the grantor holds clear title to the property and has the right to sell it. It also assures the buyer against any future claims to the property. Quitclaim deed. Often used between family members or in divorce settlements, a quitclaim deed transfers any interest the grantor may have in the property without making any guarantees about the title's validity. Special warranty deed. This deed guarantees that the grantor has not encumbered the property during their ownership, but does not protect against claims predating their ownership. The importance of recording. Recording deeds and other related documents in public records is a critical step in protecting ownership rights. This process, typically carried out at a county recorder's office or a similar government entity, ensures that a comprehensive public record of all transactions pertaining to a specific piece of property is maintained. The benefits of recording include public notice. Recording serves as public notice of the ownership and any claims or liens against the property, protecting the owner's rights against third-party claims. Chain of title. It helps establish a clear chain of title, essential for determining ownership history and resolving any disputes over the property. Protection against fraud. Recording acts as a safeguard against fraud, preventing unauthorized or duplicate selling of the property. Conclusion. Acquiring title is a multifaceted process integral to the legal transfer of property ownership. The role of deeds in this process is paramount, serving as the vehicle through which title is conveyed from one party to another. The validity of a deed, grounded in its adherence to specific legal requirements, ensures the legitimacy of the title transfer. Meanwhile, the recording of deeds and other property-related documents is crucial in protecting the rights of owners, establishing a public record of property ownership, and maintaining the integrity of the real estate market. Introduction to common title defects. In real estate transactions, the title to a property confirms legal ownership and the right to use and modify the property within legal bounds. However, titles can be marred by defects, issues or claims that challenge the owner's rights. Understanding these defects is crucial for both buyers and sellers to ensure clear and undisputed property ownership. Types of title defects. Liens. Financial claims against the property for unpaid debts, including mortgages, construction loans, or tax liens. Encroachments. When a neighbor's building, fence, or other structure intrudes onto the property, potentially affecting the property's use and value. Errors in public records. Mistakes in the recording of property transactions can include incorrect names, legal descriptions, or clerical errors, leading to disputes over the property's ownership. Easements. Unrecorded or forgotten easements may allow others to use a portion of the property, potentially limiting the owner's use. Claims of heirs. Undiscovered wills or claims by supposed heirs can arise, contesting the ownership of the property. Forged documents. Forgeries in the chain of title can lead to legal challenges against the property's ownership. Resolution methods. Resolving title defects often requires a combination of legal actions and due diligence. Title searches. A thorough review of public records to trace the chain of ownership and identify any defects or irregularities. Title insurance, purchased by buyers to protect against losses due to undiscovered title defects. Title insurance companies conduct comprehensive title searches and often work to resolve any detected issues before closing. Legal actions, quiet title suits. A lawsuit filed to establish a party's title to real property against anyone and everyone, and thus quiet any challenges or claims to the title. Correction deeds. Used to correct minor errors in deeds, such as misspellings or incorrect property descriptions. Paying off liens. Clearing debts associated with the property, including mortgages, mechanics liens, or tax liens, to remove the claim from the title. Negotiating easements and encroachments. Resolving boundary disputes or negotiating terms for existing easements that may affect the property. The role of title insurance. Title insurance plays a pivotal role in protecting buyers and lenders against losses due to title defects. Unlike other forms of insurance that protect against future events, title insurance primarily safeguards against claims arising from past events that affect the title before the policy's issuance. How title insurance works. Upon agreeing to issue a policy, the title insurance company conducts a detailed title search to identify any existing defects. If defects are found, the insurer may require them to be addressed before closing or may decide to issue the policy with specific exceptions. The one-time premium paid at closing covers the policyholder for as long as they have an interest in the property. Critical component in real estate transactions. Title insurance is crucial for several reasons. Risk mitigation. It protects against financial loss from unforeseen claims against the property's title. Peace of mind. Provides assurance to buyers and lenders that the title is clear and insurable. Resolution support. Title insurance companies actively work to resolve defects, including legal defense of the insured's title and compensation for covered losses. Understanding the complexities of real property law, particularly the nuances of ownership and title, is essential for anyone involved in real estate transactions. Our exploration has spanned various critical aspects, from the types of ownership and the theories governing title in real estate to the mechanisms of acquiring title and resolving common title defects. Each segment has provided valuable insights into the legal frameworks that protect property rights and ensure clear ownership. Key points recap. Forms of ownership. We delved into joint tenancy, tenancy in common, and tenancy by the entirety, highlighting the unique characteristics of each and their implications for property owners. The right of survivorship in joint tenancy and tenancy by the entirety offers a streamlined transfer of interest upon death, contrasting with the flexibility of tenancy in common, which allows individual ownership shares. Title theory versus lien theory. The distinction between these theories affects who holds the title during a mortgage and the foreclosure process. Title theory grants the lender more direct control over the property until the mortgage is paid, while lien theory maintains the borrower's title ownership, potentially complicating foreclosure for lenders. Acquiring title. Acquiring title involves legal processes and documentation, notably through deeds. The accuracy and clarity of deeds, alongside the critical practice of recording these documents, ensure the legal transfer of ownership and protect against future disputes. Common title defects and their resolution. We covered how liens, encroachments, errors in public records, and other defects can cloud a title, outlining methods to resolve these issues, including title searches, legal actions, and the pivotal role of title insurance in safeguarding against unforeseen claims. The significance of understanding ownership and title. The journey through real property law underscores the importance of a thorough understanding of ownership and title. Clear ownership is fundamental to the real estate market's integrity, affecting everything from personal property rights to large-scale investments. For buyers, sellers, investors, and legal professionals alike, knowledge of these topics is crucial for navigating the complexities of real estate transactions confidently and securely. Looking ahead. As we've uncovered the layers of real property law related to ownership and title, our exploration has set the stage for a deeper dive into the legal and practical aspects of real estate. The next episode promises to expand our understanding further, focusing on real estate financing and mortgages. We'll explore the intricacies of financing real estate purchases, from the types of mortgage loans available to the implications of mortgage default and foreclosure. This upcoming discussion will equip you with the knowledge to navigate the financial landscapes of real estate, ensuring you're prepared to make informed decisions whether you're buying your first home or investing in property. Conclusion. Our journey through the complexities of real property law has illuminated the critical importance of understanding ownership, title, and the legal mechanisms that underpin property transactions. As we continue to explore the vast landscape of real estate law, remember that this knowledge not only empowers you to make informed decisions, but also protects your investments and property rights. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll unlock the secrets of real estate financing and mortgages, further enriching your real estate knowledge base.